This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Our coverage of the murders in Uvalde a couple of weeks ago, 19 kids and two of their teachers, is premised on this reality, that guns in this country are an economic story, a multi-billion dollar industrial story. And it's not just the guns themselves, it's the downstream effects of those guns, too, one of which is the very lucrative business of school security. Hardening the targets, training teachers and kids, active shooter drills. Those are businesses about which Mark Kierlieber wrote in the 74 the other day. That's a K-12 education news site. Mark, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You point out in this piece that school security has been a thing, obviously, for decades. But this idea of school hardening really took off after Columbine. Could you explain what changed in the school security field?
Yeah, absolutely. So after Columbine, a lot of emphasis has really went into different types of technology going into schools, different types of security measures like police officers in schools. And, in the wake of Columbine, very few school districts, for example, had security cameras that were monitoring, the hallways or the outsides of the schools. Well, today that's pretty much universal, right? We're seeing school districts all across the country with cameras. And, that's just one small slice of what has become, nearly a $3 billion industry that includes access control, fencing, everything from, bulletproof backpacks up to security cameras with facial recognition technology.
Part of the product offering, if you will, goes beyond just hardening of the school sites, right? They do... They help conduct active shooter drills. They conduct training in schools, and certainly since Uvalde, but for a while it's been known that these drills can be excessive. They can be traumatizing for the children. They can be exhausting for the teachers and the staff. And yet the schools kind of continue, as you say in this piece, to have to buy them.
Yeah, I mean, there's this reality that school districts and lawmakers face in the aftermath of shootings, which is they have to do something, yeah. Right? So there's this big tragedy that's scaring everybody, frankly, despite the statistical rarity of such events. And school leaders and lawmakers are put in a position to implement something that they hope will cause. Additional safety will give parents a peace of mind. The rush to harden schools is certainly one of the primary strategies that we've seen in the past and that we're certainly going to see, here in the next couple of months.
Can we talk cost for a second? And I ask because my local school district, and look, we're in a well-off suburb of Los Angeles. We just had to pass a special bond to get part of, part of the money is going for school security, fencing and all those kinds of things. And I'm here to tell you that not every school district in the country can do that, but also not every state capital is going to say, here's, I think the quote in your piece is like $500,000 for every high school to do this. Where is this money coming from?
Yeah, well, like you mentioned, it does come from the local level. There are bond referendums in municipalities. There have been laws at the state level that actually require schools to have certain measures in place. And then there is significant federal money. In the wake of the Parkland shooting, the security companies successfully lobbied the federal government to pass the Stop School Violence Act, which appropriated millions of dollars for school districts across the country to implement different forms of school security. And we're actually, it appears like we're going to be in a similar situation, in the wake of the shooting in Texas.
Well, so along those lines, let me just close with this. There is no small portion of the audience of this radio program, whether they hear it on the air or on demand, it's millions of people. They will say to me, on Twitter or in the inbox or whatever, do you understand how insane it is to be talking about spending billions of dollars to harden these targets, right, schools, and not be able to do anything about the fundamental problem. And I guess I ask you, as a guy who has written and thought about this, what do you say to that?
Well, I do think that that's, you know, that's part of the issue here, right? So the heart of the problem is guns, right? And access to guns. And the reality of the situation is that this is a very central debate in America. And gun control has long been something that has been debated, but it hasn't come to fruition. So schools are, you know, saying, you know, that might not happen, but let's figure out what we can do, right? And looking at the, you know, maybe something that might be proactive, but instead of, you know, looking at a proactive solution, we're looking at, you know, a reactive solution.
Mark Heilaber, he's a reporter at the 74. They cover K through 12 education stuff. Mark, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time and your reporting.
Thank you.